friends and fez. Good friends and fez. Good friends and fez. Good friends and fez. Good friends and fez.
Welcome everybody to episode 19 of Good Friends and Fez, the pod that gives the listeners the nod.
And the rod.
I've got a dope bod.
We don't know.
Close enough. Fair enough. All right, I'm Stephen.
Can you never do that again?
I'm Lee. I'm Matt Fisher, or what's left of him.
I'm Leroy.
I just figured I'd share the responsibility a little bit on the opening line.
Fair enough. I enjoy your opening line, though.
All right.
I don't like responsibility.
Yeah, never again.
Put that into our
line. Yeah. Save this one, listeners. It's the collector's edition. General!
General chit chat. I got a little something to discuss. I had a housewarming party, and none of you three fuckers were there. Well, you were there, Stephen, for half an hour. Where were you, Leroy?
My missus just came back.
Your missus came. Why didn't she come then? With both of you.
That bitch.
Because I need to drive her back up in Mildura the next day.
Soft.
Oh, the next day?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I agree.
What?
Soft.
Soft. I'm ding-donging soft. Matt, what was your excuse?
Oh, I'm just not a very good person.
Yeah.
That's warranted.
That's all I got.
Now, Stephen, you were there, but you were there for half an hour. Can you explain?
Yeah. All right.
Half an hour, people.
Let's put this in perspective a little bit. I've been up working on a mine, all right, for the week. I was breaking my back, had a few pre-drinks, got a little bit wrecked. Still made the effort to get there. At least I crawled through the door and said hello.
All I'm hearing is, oh, I had to work for a week, which is what 99% of the population do anyway.
Yeah, I was really hoping...
Oh, I had some pre-drinks. I had some pre-drinks. Can't hold your liquor. And you were there for half an hour.
Pre-drinks,
yeah. What did you drink?
It's not an excuse not to go somewhere. It's what you do before you go.
I know. I was really hoping to emphasise the word mine in that, but it's not like I was doing any manual labour anyway.
No. You weren't knocking out the rocks with the men.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I was like in the air-conditioned car, just eating fruit chucks.
Yeah, you must have been knackered.
It was a poor effort by me. I'll have to call that one.
Do you know what sickens me the most? Out of the entire podcast community, being our friends that listen to this and people who used to be on it and all that, Fez was the only person who stayed till like 2 a.m.
He was the only one that wasn't invited.
I know. How's that? Someone...
That sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
But unlike Fez, I'm often invited to parties. Fez, on the other hand, that's like his one for the year. If he didn't make it, he has to make it worth it.
That was his debut. It's his coming out party.
For a sociality?
Yeah.
Bring out the gimp.
No, I gotta give Fez respect for that. I was so tired, man. And we went there, admittedly, for half an hour. I came home, just fell asleep. I got about 6 messages from Fez throughout the night, just saying, why did you leave? I explained this upon leaving.
Well, it's because he had to socialise with other people, which is a terrifying aspect.
How did that go? Just out of interest?
Oh, it went alright.
Yeah.
We got him pretty messed up, though. So, I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, he was just sitting there staring at a fire because he was just so
drunk. Sitting on the fire?
Yeah. And, which was good.
What happened to Lexus?
Oh, he left at like half an hour as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be real here. Lexus and I are...
Girls?
Yeah. Like, we're not...
Plain and simple.
We're not doing well these days in the party stakes. But we actually, the taxi got there. Plus, it's about $40 the taxi. Like, we really shouldn't have.
Financially.
Should have just gone there,
You've invested time, money, and drinks into this outing.
Yeah.
Commit.
And Lexus and I kind of just both looked at each other and were just like, should we just turn this taxi around right now? And not even go in? Which almost probably would have saved more face than being
probably
there for half an hour.
Yeah. You could have just said, oh, I had to drive my girlfriend somewhere the next day.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have given you as much shit.
Oh my God.
I felt bad. Next time we party, I will be out to the early hours of the morning.
Good. So Leroy, what did you do when your lady was here? Did you have a romantic night?
Yeah.
Did you feed her strawberries?
Oh, we just went for a Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue.
Yep.
That sounded like curb barbecue.
I thought you said coral barbecue. I could just be down to the like barrier reef.
Sorry, my Asian accent, Steve.
You're welcome. So apology accepted.
Yeah.
Is a Korean barbecue different to a normal barbecue? Different techniques?
Not really.
Okay. Why not just say barbecue?
It's not like you're having it outside. You're sitting on the table and there's just that barbecue.
So it's like cook your own food.
Yeah, cook your own food.
So you pay for raw meat and you cook your own food.
Nice. Do you think that's good though? Because, I mean, if I'm paying, shouldn't they be cooking it for me?
That'd be part of the experience.
I can have the experience of cooking for myself at home.
You cook it to the way you like it.
Sorry?
You cook it to the way you like it.
I can. I can't something I can do at home.
You only have a medium knob on your stove? Yeah. I'm sick of gooey cakes.
Oh, yeah. Dear. Is this chicken edible in the middle?
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I've been to a Korean barbecue a few times. It's alright, but I just always overcook it. It's like just eating charcoal by the end.
Yeah. I'm not a good cook. That's why I go out yeah. to eat, so I can have good food.
Yeah.
So if someone gives me raw materials, I'm just going to fuck it up.
Just eat it?
Yeah, it's not a bad night. Came back and pretty much Steven's already had probably synced in 6 or 7 bottles of drinks or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we hit
Foster's light ice.
No, thanks, Leroy. I needed that. Save it a bit of face here. Yeah.
Get home and he's already drunk off his 4 shandies.
Oh, dude, that's pushing it.
White wine spritzer.
Yeah.
Mm, yum, yum.
Fair enough.
To sum up, though, what time were you home and in bed by?
I think I was home by 11.
Oh, 11. The Saturday night movie hasn't even
finished. Yeah, I know. 7. I caught the end of Terminator 2.
Poor shame. Wow.
Nah, I just crashed. Well, yeah, it was a poor effort.
You're a piece of
shit. I'll have to make up for it next time.
Yeah.
Alright, beer's on me. First round on me next time we go out.
Woo!
Yeah.
Done.
I'll have a cognac.
Well, I said beers.
I'll have a cognac.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want, mate. All right, I feel like this is getting off the point that listeners would enjoy.
So. Yeah, fair enough. Because they weren't at the party. You were all invited, though.
I wasn't at the party either, though. So they can relate on that.
I can. Talk about things that are unrelatable. Leroy's Segways.
And you're listening to Leroy's Loopy News. Well, this news comes a little bit interesting. Imagine hearing sounds coming from the inside of your head.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened is, this lady actually had some sound, large, like, very wriggling sounds inside of her head.
Yeah.
And she went to check it out. Apparently, she found maggots in her ear.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Just not cleaning it properly?
No, she just basically came back from a trip from South Africa, and a fly actually flew into her ear and laid eggs in it. In what? Her ear.
Happy. How long was the fly in her ear for? Usually
she came back like a day or two, and by then it's like the maggots were like huge and shit.
Wait, so no,
she had to go surgery to pull out each of these maggots.
How
quickly
do flies lay very eggs? Quickly. Do they?
Yeah.
They just drop and run.
They just drop and run.
Wow.
Jeez.
If they're there long enough, they can just drop and run. Like ball flies, they can actually lay eggs on you, and the larva just crawl into your spores.
Oh, yeah. God.
And they just eat the insides, and it looks like a huge pimple when you press it out. It's just a maggot coming out, wriggling out.
It's kind of like ding-donging on an orphanage and leaving a baby there and just running.
Yeah, that's true. The fly is just like, I can't take the responsibility.
So he drops off like a fucking herd of about 6. Imagine octuplets just on the front of the fucking nursery.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
That's filth.
That is disgusting.
I think it'd be very hard for that woman to get a date after that.
Yeah.
Because I like, you know, obviously it's not her fault, but I couldn't look at anyone. I couldn't look at any of you guys the same if I knew you had maggots in your head.
Yeah, but...
I thought you were going to say if you knew I had a kid.
That's interesting. Your kids would be maggots.
My spawn.
So you're saying if there was like a really hot chick, great personality, if you'd read
before, you would, but there'd always be a little thing in the side of your head saying, exactly. Like, if we're hooking up, is somehow I'm going to get some weird ass
maggots,
maggot larvae from you?
Mm. So I see what you mean.
I mean, there's always exceptions, you know, Mila Kunis was covered in maggots, so still...
I would lick them off her. I'd lick all around that maggot hole. Yeah.
But so there was no permanent damage then?
No, I mean, scars from the surgery, basically trying to take out the bloody larvae, maggots, out from your bloody ear.
So you can't just lure them out?
No.
With the tapeworm, apparently you can lure it out with a piece of meat near your ass.
What? I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really? That's what they do in third world countries. Like, if a child has maggots, they put a raw bit of meat on the bed, and then when it's asleep, the tapeworm will crawl out of the chocky purse and head towards the piece of meat. And yeah. Then once it's munging on the meat, they'll, like, pull the kid away. Yeah.
What you do for the maggots is you just get, like, this picture of their loving mum fly to drop them off and just hold that out front. Yeah. Like, finally, I can be part of a family. And then you kill the bastards because they're disgusting.
Exactly.
Have you actually had any insects going in the wrong holes before?
Me?
Yeah. Like a fly going in your mouth back to the
I reckon fly in the nose.
I've heard fly in the nose.
Yeah.
I think on average, once every like 10 football trainings, I'll like breathe in one of those tiny little like firefly things. You know,
I think the worst case for me was a mosquito in my ear. You know, when they always like start when you're sleeping and they fly in your ear. Yeah. I was trying to hit it away, but I actually hit it into my ear.
Further into your head.
Cool. All right, next on the Loopy News, they've actually tried a test tube burger. They actually...
Test tube burger?
Yeah.
I saw this.
Wow.
It's like a lab manufactured... Yeah.
Lab manufactured beef meat.
Yeah.
Patty.
I thought that was just McDonald's.
I don't know that for years.
Yeah. But the meat apparently was... There's no fat in it. It's just purely meat. So it's not juicy at all.
Ah. Oh.
They actually cooked it, served it with a lettuce, buns, and tomato, and served it to people.
So it's got no fat in it?
No.
Yeah.
That's not. Yeah, but it costs... How much did it cost?
It's like 250 grand or something?
What a waste of money.
Yeah. Because eventually they might be able to mass produce them at some point. Yeah. But this is like scientists have worked on for years.
This is the prototype.
Yeah.
They call it Frankenburger.
Frankenburger.
Yeah. Would you go that?
Would I eat it?
Yeah,
I'd eat it. But I wouldn't go out of my... I wouldn't put $250,000 of... experimental money and research into something that already exists.
Yeah. It's easier just to shoot a cow.
Yeah, no shit. You don't even have to shoot it, just choke it out. Yeah.
Could solve the world's problems though, man. Long term, you know? Like, when you use less land for like cattle and shit like that, no longer required.
Yeah. Well, they say methane produced from cows is a third of the greenhouse gases or something.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Cows are Armageddon, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's why we're slowly trying to kill them off.
And reproduce them because they're so damn tasty.
We're doing what we can one bit at a time.
Yeah, vegetarians are actually like anarchists.
They are.
Trying to see the world burn.
Bastards. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's all I have for Leroy's Sloopy News.
Mr. Sandman, bom, 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 bring me a dream. Bring me a dream presented by Lee. Yes, it is my segue. Did you like my little a cappella style?
I actually liked it.
Because I didn't know the line from the traditional song, so I just said my own name.
It was good.
Yeah,
I liked
it
a lot.
It was good. All right, my segment is called Mr. Sandman. Pretty much what we're doing is having a childhood game where you write a bit of a story on a piece of paper and then pass it around the circle. Until we get a full story. Except this time it's a dream. Because we all know dreams are pretty weird and we have some pretty crazy dreams.
This is going to get out of hand.
Oh, it's going to get buck wild. And by that it'll be done in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll draw them out. Alright. So first dream to be read out is Stephen's dream that he had last night.
Alright.
So he's reaching into a Care Bear hat.
Pulled it out.
He's pulled out a dream.
I have
a dream!
Oh, we're doing it one by one?
Yeah. Alright, so Stephen, this is your dream.
So yeah, so this is... You guys have all channeled my dream. Is that the idea here?
Yeah.
Alright.
Don't sound too enthusiastic.
No, I just wanted to make sure that...
Don't sell it too...
I deliver too it as you'd intended. So my dream. I saw Elvis Presley, and they were twerking with all the boys and girls. And then a voice came from above and said, "Put this in your mouth." So I took out my tennis racket and hit a melody to a volcano.
That's wild. It's a crazy dream.
What does it mean?
What was the second line? I saw Elvis and...
They were... Or he was, I guess. I should have read it. Twerking with all the boys and girls.
Twerking? What's twerking? Who wrote that?
I wrote that. It's like a dance move that you do.
Twerking?
Yeah, it's like shaking your booty a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get in a lot of trouble then.
Yeah.
Twerking with all the boys.
No.
And girls.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
okay. No one with dancing with people.
Nothing risque about it.
Oh, Footloose might have something to say about that. Nevertheless.
Right.
Obviously, not many Footloose fans here. Leroy!
Tough crowd.
Your dream.
I saw John Howard smoking a whale.
Smoking a what?
A whale?
A whale.
Okay.
And then the voice from the clouds yelled, that banana isn't halal.
That banana isn't what?
Halal.
Are we interpreting these dreams?
I think we should. Or at least just, interpret what Leroy's saying.
So I jumped over the clip in good faith.
In good faith. Okay. We'll read them all out first and we'll try and analyse them.
Alright, good.
I probably should have thought of this before.
I don't know how this is going
to go. I like this. It's organic. The listeners get a bit of an eye into the process.
Yeah, an eye into our unorganisation.
Yeah.
So this is Fisher's dream.
Oh, good lord. I saw Gussie Monfries, and they were plaiting a unicorn pubes. And then a voice from a cloud said, I believe in you, always. So I jumped out of a plane.
Those last two lined up perfectly.
I believe.
What has happened to this fucking podcast? We're going for 1 week and now we're plaiting unicorn pubes and it's working.
That's it.
Oh, good.
Alright, and my dream is this. I saw Susan Boyle. And she was shuffling. And then a voice from above said, stop doing that, you'll go blind. So I shat myself twice. Every day I'm shuffling.
Just that image of her bulbous, like, fucking weights just jiggling.
Yeah. All right, Stephen, we'll start with yours. What do you think yours represents? So, what was yours again?
It's the king getting busy with some boys and girls in a dancing type of way.
Yeah.
And then a voice says, put this in your mouth. A bit untoward when there's boys and girls about.
Okay.
And then, but then he ends up taking out a tennis racket and hits a melon into a volcano.
Ah.
It's pretty standard knowledge.
So, ooh, this one's difficult
to interpret.
Maybe there's
a bit of like a... high school issues still being thrown around in your head.
It must be.
I mean, the king must be the principal, you know.
That's
and
right.
And he was trying to relate to you guys. But you knew there was something wrong about it.
Yeah, this brings me back to the moments in the janitor's closet.
And I'm sensing some aggression towards melons. You're not a melon fan? Are there some deep-seated issues there?
Quite enjoy melons. Don't know why I'm getting into the volcano, to be honest. Trying to spice it up, I guess. It's an abstract one. I'm going to say that.
This whole fucking podcast is abstract.
All right, Leroy, what was yours again? Let's analyse it.
Well, mine said, I saw John Howard smoking a whale, and then a voice from the car. Yeah, that banana isn't halal. So I jump over the cliff in good faith. So this one proves that I'm a fucking pothead.
I think that's what mine says as well. Like, I think that was a bit of a stone.
A whale head.
Yeah.
Well, yours is quite religious. You know, you don't have a halal banana, so you jump over a cliff in good faith. And
that's true,
John Howard being quite, he was a Christian. So, you got some deep seated religion in you.
Yeah.
Brother Leroy.
And a fetish for whales.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where whales come from.
You know, whales have a 10 kilo dick.
And they're definitely not halal.
Yeah.
Whale penis never is.
I just imagine when you're smoking the whale, you're. You
know. It's a real shame. Trust me, I'm trying to find a halal whale.
Maybe that's why it's relating to that banana.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm.
It's all just phallic shapes.
Phallic symbols racing through his head at night. Yeah.
And then religion has a bit of issue with a bit of male on male action as well. So it's quite a deep dream, actually.
So yeah. Is this something you want to tell us, Leroy? Or?
I might be potentially gay.
Fair enough.
Potentially gay. No. That's an album if I've ever heard it. Fish.
Oh, good lord. Alrighty, I saw Gussie Mumfries, yeah. And they were plaiting a unicorn, plaiting unicorn pubes. I don't know where we were getting. Were they still attached to the unicorn?
This well, is yeah, dream. long pubes on a unicorn. I don't know what an AFL footballer was doing there with you.
Yeah,
but
what happens in the change room stays in the change rooms, mate. and a voice from above said, "They believe in me, so I jumped from a plane." Bit of guidance.
I think it's a bit of self-doubt.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I've been reading into it.
You knew very well that...
I just wanted to end it.
Yeah. After planting those pubes.
With Gussie.
Probably an AFL football player would have a lot better height, like hand-eye coordination. So he'd be able to plait a lot faster than you.
Especially on the plane,
yeah.
I gotta say, those are the most confusing parts of the dream. Are the start, where these celebrities are randomly there. Yeah. And then they don't seem to do a lot after that.
Just thrust into our dreams. That just says we're fucking products of TV, really.
Yeah, that's true. And didn't you jump off something as well?
Oh,
so you jumped out of a plane, he jumped off a cliff.
Everyone just wants everyone to kill each other.
Yeah. God, imminent fear of death. Speaking of, Susan Boyle. I saw Susan Boyle and we were shuffling. So that's another dance thing. You were dancing.
I was dancing.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a bit of a... Maybe I was dreaming about you and I actually breaking it down at your party last weekend.
Could have been.
I was thinking maybe we were...
Well, it was a very quick dream. That was very short to the point dream.
Power nap.
That's it.
Okay, yeah, so there's definitely a party thing going on in our dreams.
Yeah.
And then a voice said, stop doing that, you'll go blind. We're both blind drunk. Maybe. But I just ended up shitting myself twice.
That's true.
So.
I still don't get my last
grog bonk. That's a grog bonk.
Yeah.
At the end.
I think that's it. You're just getting loose, man. You get loose in real life, get loose in your dreams.
Yeah. Just endless cycle of alcohol abuse.
And you've both got singers as well.
That's true.
Yeah, true that.
But the chance racket with the melon and the volcano still got me last year.
Mate, doesn't make sense.
If that's not clear enough, and there's no getting through to you.
No, I liked it.
All right, so that concludes my segment of dreams. And that segment was very creative. And what else is creative? Well,
creative creatures. So my segment's about... animals. All animals have, like, you know, some of them have cool little tricks they can do, like cool defense mechanisms, jaws, teeth, claws, the whole bit.
Yep.
I want to see if we can create an animal together. Now, I want everyone to pick their, something from an animal that they think's wicked. And we're going to combine that into one animal. So, if someone picks something like teeth, that's it. You've got to just move on. The other person's going to go for a different sort of body part. Because you can't have an animal that's just got 8 sets of teeth.
Yeah. Just a bowl of teeth.
Fucking ridiculous.
But there are more than 4 parts to an animal, though.
Yes, well, we're going to divide one into quarters. And that's going to do.
All right.
So we'll start. What should we start with the body of? We'll think of one as a group, and then everyone has to add to that.
Okay.
So what's a cool animal body? Maybe a badger or something? I don't know.
Badger? It's not where I was going to go, but
it's going to be big.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be like a
rhino or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rhino?
Right. We're going with that? Okay.
Yeah. They're armoured and shit. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
So it's quite, a rhino's body.
Rhino's body.
So what do we need then? Like head, legs?
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Okay.
You can take the legs away if you want.
All right. So whatever 4 parts we name, that's what this ends up with.
Yeah, pretty much. So if you think the snake's got a distinct advantage, cut the fucker's legs off.
Is anyone good at drawing? Can draw it up?
I can have a red hot crack.
Put it on the Facebook page.
Put it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez.
Alright, rhinoceros bodies. So they're, you know, generally pretty bulbous.
Yep.
I guess sort of start with that.
Yeah.
Cool. Quincy, hit us off with a cool feature.
Well, I'm gonna say the obvious one, it needs wings. Like big ass pterodactyl.
Say head.
No.
No, not a head, not important.
Okay.
These big ass pterodactyl like wings.
Okay, those kinds of wings.
Mainly because if you've got an animal of that size and proportion, other animals like you know, lizards or insects or whatever can climb on board of it, and then it just flies them to other destinations.
Yeah, I'm with you. So,
and imagine a rhino flying into your window. You're just sitting there having a cup of tea, and the entire frame gets knocked out.
Bam!
There's just these massive, like, blue lights outside, like these generators. Yeah. Power stations that you just electrocute these flying rhinos.
So, are we leaving the rhino head? Like,
no. No, we haven't gone to
it. Well, that's up to Steven.
Okay,
it's Steven,
have all on, what have we got, mate? Right?
Let's go to another part.
Another part of it. Maybe I will. Are we scaling things?
No.
So, if I say, like, an ant's head.
It can very well be that.
It's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, let's go with the ant's head.
Ant's head.
And it's, like, you might think, oh, that's kind of shit, but it's actually pretty good, because it would be hard to give it a headshot. It would be hard to kill the thing, because you wouldn't know where its brain is.
That's what you're thinking about? Hard to give it a headshot.
Well, these things would be a pest. I think we're deciding that right now. Rhinos aren't a problem at the moment. Because they can't fly. You can herd them somewhere. There aren't that many of them.
That's true.
Yeah. They're easy enough to keep down. You should be hunting rhinos. I think they're endangered.
I just think, like, its poor little brain would get so oversensitized because it's got this massive complex body with wings and then the brain the size of a pinhead trying to power it all.
Imagine an animal that dumb. So, with an ant's head, would there just be thousands of them making a nest?
Possibly.
They would just travel in weird lines?
Yeah.
Is there a queen?
A queen rhino that's just huge?
There can be. I haven't thought
it's
that.
Human rhino, that's what that is.
Imagine how, like, the rate at which you would give birth to other rhinos.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't have a dong yet.
Yeah,
maybe true that. Maybe it's got a fanny, Steven. It might be a girl.
Okay.
True that.
Well, yeah, surely you don't need to decide that. Maybe it's a given that we'll have one of two genitalia options.
Give it both.
Alright.
Fine. Sure. Yeah, alright. Hermaphrodite.
It can impregnate itself. Like an octopus.
Flies around in circles, just bruising itself.
Occasionally the window.
Scratches through your window, semen everywhere.
That's why it flies in the window. Too busy masturbating, not watching where
you're
at.
Yeah, just
fuck. Alright, Leroy, what can you add? I know it's hard to improve on this.
You wouldn't be able to drive anywhere either. You'd just be shit scared. This thing's just straight.
Oh, this is going better than I thought.
Since it's already a master of land and air, I'd say give
it. Is it master of land? It doesn't have legs.
You can only fly and roll.
When it lands, it's just like.
Yeah.
I get it wet feet.
Webbed feet, like duck feet?
Yeah.
So you can swim
as well?
Oh, good.
But no legs.
Just two or four?
Yeah,
four feet. Four, alright.
So like a duck's legs.
But does it have legs or just the feet?
All 4 feet.
Yeah. But
I mean the whole legs.
Yeah, the legs as well. Okay. Yeah, because otherwise it's just feet connected to a fat body. It doesn't help it out too much.
It's a pretty cool animal.
It would die almost immediately if it smashes into something, isn't it? Even smaller, just...
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't reckon.
Because it's hard to get a headshot.
Yeah.
An ant's head on a rhino's body.
What a fucking ridiculous animal.
Brilliant.
Alright.
That's a great sketch, by the way. We will put this up on Facebook.
Yeah. What are you adding?
I think that every cool animal needs a tail of some sort. What's got a cool tail? Or something.
Just remember, it's scaled. So those duck feet probably pretty small for it.
But you just, like, walk in bit small little steps.
Yeah, that's true.
A rattlesnake tail, I think.
No.
But it's based on its size.
It'll never be able to sneak up.
Is it the rattlesnake, or the entire...
No, the whole tail.
Well, yeah, how much of the snake is the tail?
Pretty much everything.
The snake is a tail.
Chop the head off.
Chop the head off and glue that shit on.
What's its entire diet?
Yeah, it could eat you though, because it's got ant's mouth.
It's not dangerous at all.
But it's got to sustain the energy. It's sustain the amount of energy. energy to move in Rhino's body with an ant's mouth and I'm just forever eating.
No, that's why it's got such a big body, because it just stores food all the time.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't actually need that much.
Oh, actually, it probably would, because if it's running around bucking itself, it burned quite a few calories.
Such a tiny mouth.
Life expectancy is probably not great.
I'm going on seconds. It's just born and then collapses.
Rolls around.
I think it actually existed, I think, but they've just died out.
Yeah. Yeah, evolution didn't pick this.
Where the fuck would this thing live?
Anyway, once
under bushes. God.
Name. Fishy.
So we've got what? Pterodactyl wings, a rattle. It's got to have potamus in there somewhere.
Okay, even though there's no part of hippo at all on the animal.
Or osiris. We'll sub that.
Okay. It's going to have a saurus on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ant
snake bat ducker saurus or something?
You're just adding all the things.
Yeah.
It's an asexual predator.
What does it have?
Everything.
It'd be easy to write a list of what it doesn't have.
An African rattle ant-asaurus.
African ant rattle-asaurus?
Yeah, that's right.
What, just get it over and done with.
Imagine the warning sounds that you hear from it when it rattles.
There's a little subtle rattle, and then there's this one-ton animal with no head, essentially.
Yeah, you would get
standing in your back.
I'm not sure of the spelling of half of this.
Just having sex with itself. and the rattle would just be constantly going.
This thing would breed at an incredible rate if it's just flying around just banging itself. Now I'm going to handball you on to Stephen with his segment.
That's fucked up. All right. That was a bit of a play on that's fucked up. Sorry, Mum.
I'm sure she's taking you out of the wheel.
Yeah. So this segment has some more structure to it, hopefully, than the last few that we've read.
Good.
I've thought this through a little bit. So this segment's going to run is I'm going to give you four questions that I'd like each of you to answer.
Yep.
Three multiple choice answers to each of the questions, which describe a weird fact. So the first question, you have to decipher which of these is the real fact here. First question is, Hitler led the first of which of these types of campaigns? A, public anti-smoking, B, recycling, or C, anti-obesity?
Okay, I'm gonna say recycling.
Recycling.
C, just because...
B, that was, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, was it B, was it?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm gonna say B. Do I say why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be a short segment.
It'll be right here. B. No, incorrect. All right, anyway.
B, C, and D.
There's no D.
I'm going to say B, because when he first started, he was all about fixing the German economy. Now, if you ban smoking, you're taking money out.
Yep.
What was the other one? Anti-obesity.
Yep.
If you ban that, then people were not going to buy as much food.
Not as much
recycling, breakfast. They're going to... exchange money for cans, and you're going to get people actively doing stuff. So,
well
recycling.
Well thought through.
Yes.
Fish. I expect less well thought through.
Oh. I'm going to say anti-obesity because, you know, he was willing to try and wipe out an entire race because he didn't think that they matched his, you know, perfect human.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say he's going to get rid of the fatties. He doesn't want them rolling around his army.
Actually, not a bad thought. Leroy?
So that... I don't give a shit about history, to be honest, but...
Well, that's not funny!
Yeah. We're not... this isn't a dating game. We're not our hobbies.
I mean, I have no clue about what's this all about. Okay. Anti-smoking.
Anti-smoking.
Isn't he...
Why do you think Hitler was against anti-smoking? Or was against smoking, rather?
Well, what... Is Charlie Chaplin a smoker?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Oh, no. It was around in the 20s. Everyone smoked.
It was a big fan of Charlie Chaplin, and Charlie Chaplin didn't smoke. Is that your reason?
Did he smoke or did he smoke?
I don't know.
I think he did smoke. So, that's my reason.
But he's against smoking.
Yeah. I don't think Charlie Chaplin smoked.
Hey, Florida McGinnon.
That was the most confused answer ever. So you're picking A, public enemy smoking.
Yeah.
Well, the answer is A, public anti-smoking.
Really?
Leroy actually got the bloody question right.
Wow.
With the worst reasoning I've ever heard.
Right.
So Leroy, you're on 1 point. The other two, you guys, are on zip.
Ouch.
But there's four questions. You got a chance to get back here. Alright, second question. Which of these is the fact? The male anglerfish spends its life latched to the female. When it dies, the female A, eats the body and regurgitates it to feed a new mate. B, absorbs the body of its mate and grows in size. Or C, keeps using the dead body's sperm to continue to reproduce.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bit of necrophilia on our hands here.
Yeah. I'm going to say they eat the male and regurgitate it up based on Nelly Furtado's song, "He's a man, he's gonna work hard, gonna..."
Yeah.
That's my reasoning.
That's a good... It's a better reason than Leroy gave last time.
And a lot less long-winded.
Fish?
I'm going to have to go the sperm one just because that's kind of weird and gross in it.
Don't you think it's weird to absorb it?
Well, that depends. Is that the answer?
That I'm just saying. It's another option here.
They're all weird.
Yeah, they're all weird.
None of them are normal.
Yeah, and or like eats the body and regurgitates it.
Yeah, but like...
To feed another mate. So imagine you come home, like, to your new girlfriend, and it's like, what are we eating? Oh, this is Sam, my old boyfriend. That's also weird.
I'll be like, yes, tuck him, fuck him. Yeah. No, I just think it's weird that she's still milking a corpse for its semen to reproduce.
Yeah, but, okay, that's fine.
That's my answer.
That's good. All right, Leroy?
B.
B? Absorbs the body.
Absorbs the entire body, I'm guessing gets more attractive and it gets bigger.
Is that osmosis?
So eventually you just end up with a massive fish.
Yeah. Yeah, one massive fish.
Yeah.
With a tiny ant's head.
All right. And well,
raptor wings.
You would end up with a huge fish if that was the correct answer, but it's not.
Oh.
It's the sperm thing.
Yeah.
What? Anything with sperm has to be right.
Yeah. This and then they keep using the male anglerfish's sperm to reproduce after it dies.
That's a hell of an orgasm.
Third question. The average human in their sleep eats A, 17 flies, B, 15,000 dust mites, or C, 8 spiders.
Can I say all of the above?
Well, you can, but there's only one correct answer. Oh. Let me give you help you can.
In that case, I'll say spiders, because I reckon I've heard that one before.
8 spiders.
Yeah.
All right.
I know for a fact that you do eat approximately 8 spiders, so I'm going to go with that as well.
I'm going to go with that as well, because I heard that as well.
Well... You've all read the same thing I have. 8 spiders.
We're all winners.
So
2-2-1.
Yep. So you can draw it up. Either of you can still win it.
Woo!
So the last question is about movies. Which of these movie facts is correct? In Home Alone, Joe Pesci actually bit Macaulay Culkin's hand and left a permanent scar. Or B, studio executives originally wanted O.J. Simpson to play RoboCop. Or C, in 1946, Disney produced a film called Story of Masturbation.
I'm going to go with O.J. Simpson originally picked for RoboCop.
Okay.
Reason
for that?
Reason. Once again, I think I heard it somewhere.
Okay.
But this could just be my brain playing tricks on me.
Could be one of your weird dreams, though.
It could be, yeah. And then I hit melons in the tennis racket.
Into a volcano.
More celebrities and fucking melon hitting. I'm going to go... the masturbation video, because Walt Disney was a fucking freak. Good enough reason?
Yeah. If you wish upon a star. Yeah.
I'm going to go to
Macaulay Culkin.
Say the name, Leroy.
Yeah. Say Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin?
That's not too bad. All right.
Sounds like a McCaffey meal. McCulkin.
Oh, I'm a McCulkin.
What's the reason that... I don't know, he's... Is he fucked up now? I can't remember.
He's Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, but this is when he was a kid. Yeah. You think this is what pushed him over the edge? Joe Pesci biting him?
Yeah, that would push me over the edge.
All right, well, the fact here is Leroy, you're correct, and the winner, Joe Pesci, bit Macaulay Culkin during the filming of Home Alone, and has left a permanent scar on his hand.
Wow.
It's never the masturbation one.
And B and C, I just tweaked them a little bit. So, they are close to true facts. O.J. Simpson was originally picked to play Terminator, not RoboCop. But they rejected it because the execs thought he would be too nice and not believable as a bad guy. And 1946, Disney didn't produce a film called Story of Masturbation, but they did produce a film called Story of Menstruation.
I'd rather see the masturbation one, I think.
Yeah. Was it a horror or...?
Most likely.
Nice. And nicely done.
And that ends it. That's the... that's fact up. Quiz over.
Well, nothing like facts to be supported by a good question.
Tweet, 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 t
All right, Twitter questions. Let's get these going. Let's kick it off with a little back and forth. We've been continuing with another podcast, the Double R, Ridiculous Rambling Podcast. And they've...
R.
Yes.
Yeah. Pirate. Sad to add that.
Maybe they are pirates.
It could be. Yeah, I'd hope so.
Good blokes, good blokes. And their question, which they mentioned on their latest episode, which is a good podcast, by the way. Give it a listen, listeners. After you listen to ours, of course. But...
Yeah. Put ours first.
Yeah, in the playlist.
If you have time, go to theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their question to everyone here is, what is the strangest thing you've ever masturbated to and came to? So,
oh,
you
God.
Couldn't have just had a... you kind of just had a... Bit of a quick shake. You've got it and finished it.
Oh, gosh. Biggest thing I've probably rubbed one out to. Probably as a very young kid with no access to anything sexually explicit, I drew a picture of what I thought a naked chick would look like.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's pretty filled.
How big were the tits? Were they large?
Oh, huge. Like, you know, bigger than the piece of paper itself.
Did the face have detail? Was it mainly...
That's not important. Yeah. It was really just boobs on a page. The body of a rinoceros and a rhinoceros tail.
Yeah.
Wrapped the wings of an ant head.
No, yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This could go anywhere. I'm not sure the viewers are going to...
Strap in, listeners.
Strap on.
Sure.
Maybe a woman's weekly. I was desperate. And it's just...
That's good.
You know how there's like sometimes just sitting at the toilet, someone's had a read or something, and it's just there.
Wow.
Women's weekly.
It'd be funnier if it was one of those Take 5 magazines that like grandma's buying. What's on TV? I
can't even remember who it was. It could have been bloody Sandra Sully or anyone in there, really.
Golden Girls spread.
Yeah. Literally.
Wow. It's not so golden
spread
anymore.
Spread for me, Betty.
Leroy.
That's accidentally...
Accidentally? I don't know how you accidentally... Oh, actually,
you
I
know
can't
how, know. You know how PC, you know, computers... Whoops. Yeah, so like, pop-up ads and shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
You look at certain videos, it's like, what the fuck?
And then you came while something else popped up.
Yeah.
What was the pop-up?
Well, yeah, that's the other story.
It was back when the old school PCs and shit.
Yeah.
And back then, I think there was like less laws and shit. You
There's
know,
no laws.
Especially when it comes to ads and shit.
He's talking about something that was illegal.
On the internet.
Yeah, it suddenly popped out like an animal.
Oh. What type of animal it's did like you climb out to? What was it?
It was like a bestiality ad.
Yeah.
That just popped up.
And what was the ad? I want details.
It was just a horse.
I was like, fuck. He climbed next to a horse. Was it a female horse at least?
No, it was... It was doing a woman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's messed up.
I don't know that she died.
But you were watching stuff. Normal porn, were you? Yes. And then the pop-up. That's bad.
Oh, Leroy. You surprised me.
Wow. It wasn't that.
Yeah. Okay.
And since Steve? Connie's homepage.
Mine was... Again, I haven't intentionally looked after too much weird stuff. But when you're a kid... And you're on your computer. You don't want your mum to walk past and hear like sex noises. So you often have something else going on.
Yeah.
So I think once I was having a bit of a flog. And like, but I just had the TV on. And it was like an Everybody Loves Raymond episode. Oh. And like I kind of lost concentration on my flog for a minute. I was like, oh, that's actually pretty funny. I looked over. Didn't realise I'd already gone too far.
What do you mean?
That's terrifying.
Is that why you have to hold a collection?
Yeah, it's burned into my mind.
That's weird.
It's just unintentional, mate. Again, it was similar to the pop-up.
Yeah, sure it is.
Similar to the pop-up.
That wasn't like...
one of those things where I'm like, I'm so glad that something like that didn't come out of my mouth. I can happily say that was not me.
No, I was going to say no judgment. Judge the fuck out of you. Ray Romano. I don't even like the show.
I'm pretty sure Deb was in the picture.
Sure.
Nah.
Just looking down, Frank.
Yeah. No, but you know when you watch a normal porn, like I'm sure everyone's had that when like you're watching porn, you've almost done, and then like it flicks to the guy for some reason, and you're like, oh shit. That's basically all it was.
Have you ever had that moment of shame afterwards? Like, you know how afterwards you just come back to clarity and you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
That's every time.
Every time you have a wank. No one feels better about themselves after having a wank.
Like, who watches this shit?
I think, after I'm done, it's just like, this is fucking hilarious. This is so weird.
Yeah.
And it's just, just like, oh yeah, do it like that. I'm like, what am I watching? You just, like, you feel like a different person. What type of monster am I?
I got cravings.
And then 10 minutes later, you're back.
All right, let's move on. A question here from an old listener, at Beat the Feet, Con. His question simply is, are you guys in the Illuminati?
No, because I'm not going to lie, I've heard about it, but I have no idea what it actually is.
It's like a secret society. Like... Skull and Bones type thing.
Oh, okay. No. Because we broadcast our podcast. And anyone can listen to it.
But do you think that... okay, that's true. Let's not mess with Illuminati too much here. In fact, at all. You guys are great blokes.
If they exist, bring it on. Good Friends and Fez Crew. Challenge issue.
No.
Yes.
Purely fish challenges.
Nah, bring it on. If I'm not here for the next one, they've got me. Fight the power.
Isn't there like special requirements to get into it or something like that?
We don't meet any of those requirements.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to be like hell rich and connected and stuff like that. I don't think you can just be like a...
things. It's like George Bush. It's
what about if you have like a sick mountain bike?
I don't know if that's one of the prerequisites.
Okay.
I don't think that's... don't think that gets you in.
Damn it.
Just ring the bell 3 times. None of us, none of us would admit to it anyway, man. That's true power of the Illuminati is. You don't know who is.
I don't have any cool secrets anyway.
Yeah, my life's
pretty, a pretty open fuck up, really.
That's true. Anyway, moving on. Next question. Another messed up question. Actually, I have Fez's answer for this. We were talking about it last night. Luke Ryan, or at Tweet for Luke's question is, your father's cock in your mouth? Or you're tugging your mother's vagina. Let me get it kicked off with Fez's answer to this last night.
Yeah.
While you guys think about this horrendous scenario.
Okay, yeah.
There's no getting out, though. You can't just shoot yourself.
I was going to say, how close is
we said any questions. This is what they've come to us with.
Okay.
Time to step up, boys.
Yeah.
This is how Fez stepped up. Fez said, definitely my mother's vagina, because... I think he said, I don't think I could ever suck a cock, and he doesn't like the thought of perhaps swallowing future siblings.
Fancy, disgusting man. No, I'm going to be a smart ass with this, because technically I am answering it, but I'd say my father's cock, because he used to own a rooster, so I'm just swallowing an actual rooster, a cock. There you go.
Yeah,
you did. Answered it.
I technically answered that.
Like a bitch.
Yeah, like a
bitch.
There you go. Done.
I think I would say you've got to go mum's vagina because, I mean, at least then you're not gay as well.
nothing wrong with
sexually gay.
You mean you don't have to change your sexuality?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saved you.
If you were ever Prime Minister, you would have like 80,000 people working as your spin doctor to tell you what to say. Yeah. You can't say shit's gay. That's not a policy.
Yeah. It's not politically correct anymore. Well, that's fucking gay then.
Yeah. Once again, can't.
Leroy.
I'd say I don't suck cock, so I'm going with the mum's.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Okay,
oh,
I'm also going to go mum's vagina, and I'm not going to cop out quite like Querbsy did, but I was going to say my tongue was probably already in my vagina when I was born.
You were born with your tongue?
Yeah. Well, they're like, oh, you can do it at any time in your life. I'd be like, all right, when I was born, make me born with my tongue out.
Yeah. Well, you know, you came out of your dad's dick as well, so.
Yeah, but not when I had a tongue or a mouth.
You don't know what sperm have, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I have half
of you ever... Met a spoon
and just cruise around.
No, we can see what you're doing. We said we would answer anything, so Vincenzo Leone at the Downward Slip. His question is, how much cock could a cocksucker suck if a cocksucker could suck cock?
15.
I was going to say 9.
I thought it was 17.
No. You gotta carry the 1.
I got 13.
Yeah.
Heaps.
13.
Bulk cock.
How much cock do you think...
Depending on what size, isn't it?
Oh, he's talking at once?
Ooh, yeah, let's say at once.
Because at once, like, I mean, like,
22.
Does sucking include, like, other orifices by
nah,
the mouth?
No.
Is that would have been the mouth?
Oh, no.
It's cocksucking.
I'd say only, like, 3.
3?
Yeah.
I'd say 2. I guess it depends, yeah. Micro penises, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Are we talking human penises?
Again, a good question. Are we talking roosters, maybe?
Yeah, it could be roosters.
Lee Corbett?
Yeah, that's
in which case, it's pretty hard to fit a whole rooster. Maybe like...
No, but you could probably suck on a whole bunch if you just push them together. suck on the center point.
Suck on a bunch of roosters.
There
you have it.
This one is from Auntie VSOP, and she's sent us one, thankfully, that doesn't have anything to do with cocks. Would you rather be 50 feet tall or 5 inches tall?
5 inches.
5 inches?
Yeah, you would never. Well, you would actually be able to get away with stuff. It's more the negatives. If you were 50 feet tall, you couldn't do anything. If you have a wank, everyone can see you from the hills and from other states and
stuff.
This
one wasn't about cock.
You can't hide anywhere.
You would drown the town.
Yeah,
too.
Everything's a burden. You know, you take one step to the left and you've killed someone, so you apologise and you yell too loud, it smashes every window. At least if you're 5 feet tall, you can.
Five inches.
Imagine the like having to find a house and a bed and clothes and shit.
Oh, it'd be inexpensive.
Yeah. Wear Barbie doll clothes.
Yeah.
Stuff from dolls.
No, yeah, I'm talking about if you're big though. That'd be
fun. Oh, if you're big. Oh, yeah. I'm with you. 5 inches. I could just suck being that big. And everyone would want you to do everything. Like, oh, can you help me out with this? Can you lift this house up for me?
Just stay out in the ocean.
Mate, I've got other stuff to do.
Stay out in the ocean.
Stay out of the ocean.
Yeah. Later.
What?
Later, where no one can reach you.
Yeah, but you just all be soaking the whole time.
Bathtub.
I don't know if you've been to the ocean before, Leroy, but it's not a great bath. It's not nature's bathtub.
I think I'd be 50 feet tall, because I'd just rule, I'd take over the world.
Okay, world domination.
Fuck shit up. I'd enter the Olympics, beat Usain Bolt, bang, won.
That's true.
Win everything.
Your foot would probably be... like you'd just kill everybody.
Yeah.
Like, literally probably kill
everybody.
The only thing with being 5 inches tall is, like, you'd actually have predators after you. Like,
true.
A pigeon could eventually could pick you up.
You're
or, like,
no longer the top
a cat
of the
or a dog or... Yeah.
That's true.
But you'd have the brain of a human still. So you'd be like, alright, I'm not going to go into that yard because I know there's a shih tzu there that could eat me.
Yeah, you'd fashion weapons.
Yeah. Pen caps and stuff.
Leroy?
You're 5 inches tall.
5 inches tall?
Your food's gonna last you a lifetime.
You're just sleeping in shit.
Sure, it'd be cheap.
I'd be a fat obese 5 inch tall. Roll around.
Yeah, I mean, if you had somebody else look after you, it'd be alright.
Yeah.
But that
5 inches.
Yeah, 5 inches. 5 inches for everyone except for a fish, the maniacal world domination person.
What up?
Right, and that thankfully brings us to the end of episode 19. Considering Fez wasn't here. What happened, guys?
I don't know. Fez, can you take us out?